KEY today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. I'm Al Corlin. I appreciate you joining me. We're going to devote most of the show today to hard asset issues as opposed to political issues, which we kind of go 50-50 as listeners are aware in terms of content. But I'm going to spend more time talking about hard assets because I think some really, really interesting things are going on right now in the precious metals market. And I'm going to rely in this first segment on James Turk. James is a frequent guest on our program. He's a real expert when it comes to investing in gold. And, you know, I think get him to share some of his wisdom, and I think you folks will benefit from it. James, here's an interesting question. The 30-day change in the price of gold is off a little over 6% over the past 30 days, $76.40. Gold has not, however, really fallen out of, I guess I would use a colloquial expression, bed. You know, right now we're trading at around 1165. I think a lot of that is due to the fact that the experts are looking at the Commitment of Traders report, and they are seeing that a lot of the short positions there are getting unwound, which means that these folks who are really experts in terms of putting their money where their mouth is in gold, these folks are really seeing a change in the wind. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, we've seen this pattern time and time again over the past several years. As the gold price is rising, the gold cartel enters the market and starts selling paper gold, and continuing to do that until it sort of stops the price advance, and that's what happened at the end of June and early July. Then as option expiry approaches at the end of every month, the cartel continues to pile on the short side, driving the price down, and triggering a lot of stops by the black box traders. These are guys that trade purely on the basis of technicals to follow the trend, and they're either long or they're short in the market. Normally, when some short-term moving averages are broken, they go from long to short, and the gold cartel uses that opportunity to cover the shorts they sold at higher prices. And that's exactly what we're seeing at the moment. There's a huge drop in open interest over the past couple of days, which suggests that the gold cartel has left the market. We'll probably reach the downside, and we're probably going to start heading back up over the next month or two.
What do you think that's going to start?
Well, it's probably starting today, actually. You know, we've got a little bit of momentum behind the gold price. We're off the lows. People are starting to recognize that it's one of these patterns again, end-of-month patterns during option expiry. You know, though, Al, my view has always been don't try trading the gold market. Just have a long-term dollar-cost accumulation plan. You know, at the end of the month or the 15th of the month or whatever day you want, you know, just continue accumulating metal. You know, view it to be savings, and you're saving sound money, which is a very good thing.
You know, what can I say? That statement is so obvious, you simply have to agree with it. But what I'm looking to happen, James, quite frankly, at the risk of being dramatic, but I'm looking for a black swan event or two to happen in the not-too-distant future. And I think that the possibility of, for example, an attack on Iran, I think is much better than average. The possibility of something really major happening in Afghanistan is better than average. If you look at the situation in the Middle East, the possibility of a major terrorist event occurring somewhere outside of the Middle East, either in Europe or in the United States, I think is a very, very plausible conclusion to come to. And I have to tell you, when one of those things happens, I think all hell is going to break loose, and I think that you're going to see the price of gold absolutely skyrocket. Couple that with the fact that the U.S. dollar, for God's sakes, continues to be on the ropes. I mean, why wouldn't anybody in their right mind take out some insurance by purchasing gold at this point?
Yeah, you bring up a good point. You know, I don't normally look at politics or political events to drive the gold price. I look more at the monetary and financial events. And to me, the next big event, and I'm not sure it's a black swan event, is going to be quantitative easing. In other words, more money printing by the Federal Reserve. You know, with the stock market looking toppy here, the economic indicators pretty much across the board either falling off the cliff or about to fall off the cliff. I don't see how the Federal Reserve is just going to stand by. They're going to pursue more of this, what I call crank economics, thinking that you can get out of a debt problem by, you know, creating more currency with more debt. And I expect quantitative easing to happen soon. And when that happens, that's going to clearly put the dollar on an inflationary path.
Well, let's look at a couple of things that happened just this past week. I mean, as an example, number one, consumer confidence in the United States, boom, went down. Durable goods sales reported on Thursday, boom, went down. I mean, the government wants people to believe, because people have to believe that things are okay, that the economy is strengthening, that the trend is reversing. People have to believe that because so much of our economy is based on consumer confidence, okay? If people don't spend, our economy goes absolutely nowhere. And you know what? People aren't spending.
Yeah, because people are doing the right thing. They're tightening their belts. That's what you have to do in a difficult economic situation. Unfortunately, politicians and central bankers don't understand that it also applies to governments. That's why you see so many governments today in dire financial condition, not just sovereigns, but also, you know, in the United States, state and local governments. But fortunately, the state and local governments recognize that they have to tighten their belt and are doing so. Particularly the local governments, the state governments are trying to get help from the federal government, which in turn is just, you know, borrowing more money and creating more money out of thin air, which isn't going to solve the problem.
Governor Schwarzenegger came out on Thursday and he announced that state employees beginning August 1st, if he did not have a budget on his desk, state employees beginning August 1st in California, all state employees, work week would be reduced from 5 days to 2 days. Now, you know, in my opinion, given the fact that California itself represents, what, the sixth largest economy in the world, that's damn near a black swan event, James.
Yeah, it really is. And it's actually a very important message. You know, he's starting to recognize that expenses have to be controlled. And this is something no politician has ever considered since the 1930s. You know, there actually is a limit as to how much governments can spend. And governments throughout the world are up against that limit. So there's no alternative but to do some belt tightening. And it's good to see that, you know, the writing is on the wall in California, and maybe other states are going to get that same message as well.
Well, I mean, I think other states are definitely going to get that message. But, you know, let's throw one more variable, you know, what I think is an incredibly important input on the demand for precious metals. Let's talk about the Far East. You know, China continues to grow, albeit at a lesser rate than it's grown in the past. But you know what? Those folks love buying precious metals. I mean, historically they've been doing it, and they're doing it. They're gobbling it up right now. Wait until the average Chinese, the average Chinese middle class citizen, realizes what's going on in the rest of the world and the implications that that has for the price of gold. And I'll tell you, I think you're going to see an explosion come out of there too.
Yeah, I really believe you're absolutely right on that. And one of the things that might drive it would be a collapse in real estate in China. It seems quite clear that they've had a real estate bubble, just like the U.S. had a real estate bubble. But the Chinese real estate bubble has yet to collapse. There's just so much unused office space, unused commercial space, vacant homes. They have cities that are completely vacant, not just homes, but cities that are completely vacant, you know, built on speculation that they'd be able to fill it and, you know, sell it to somebody else and make a profit on the sale. So that in itself will create problems within China, and that in turn would cause a rush to gold.
I remember you and I actually were both at the GATA conference in Washington, D.C. a couple years ago. My comment there was, you know, the Chinese just came out with the news that the Chinese government, I should say, just came out with the news saying that they were legalizing investment in precious metals by their citizens. I thought that was a major event. I think that was overlooked by too many people.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I lived most of the 1970s in Asia, and the mentality of most Asians, not just the Chinese, is very clearly that gold is money. It's a form of savings. It's something that should be accumulated because it is a form of wealth. And I think you're going to see continuing gold flows to Asia, to China, to India, and Southeast Asia as well, as they continue to grow and create more wealth. Gold, at the end of the day, goes to where the wealth is being created, and there's a lot of wealth being created in Asia.
And China is the largest gold producer in the world right now. Okay, been chatting with James Turk. Stick around. I'm going to be right back with Gene Orangeburg.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. You got to admit, James Turk is a very, very interesting guy. I have another fellow right now who I'm chatting with, Gene Ahrensberg. Gene is involved, has been involved in the precious metals industry for quite some time, started out as a coin dealer quite some time ago, left that, has been trading bullion, now has a website entitled The Got Gold Report. Very, very interesting stuff on this site, I have to say. Gene came out on the 25th, just a few days ago, actually 6 days ago, with a comment about where they thought the price of gold was going to go. Here's a quote from the front page of his site. Bottom line, this is from the Commitment of Traders Flash Report. Quote, bottom line, the Commitment of Traders report shows large commercial traders reducing net short positions for gold at a very strong pace. Gene, what's that mean to our listeners?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me.
Hey,
it's a great pleasure.
It's a pleasure, buddy.
Well, what it means, what it means is that over time, we kind of develop a relationship between what the largest of the largest commercial traders do and what gold does. And sometimes when they really get out of Dodge, when they're getting out of their short positions in a hurry, like they have been over the past 3 weeks, it increases our confidence that they don't have any confidence that gold is going much lower, if you understand what I mean.
I could, you know what, Gene, I have to tell you, I agree 100%. I mean, these guys are the real pros, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, you know, you have to think about it. I like to say I'm a recovering numismatist, by the way, who figured out a way to trade gold and silver without getting hurt too badly.
There you go.
But the commercials are they're well funded. They're certainly well connected, and by and large, they're moving an enormous amount of money. We're small fish, but we can go to school on what they're doing, and that's exactly what we do at Got Gold Report. We're not always right. I mean, you know, sometimes they're wrong too. But when we see them dumping 73,000 contracts or 74,000 contracts of net short positioning in just 3 weeks, it means that, you know, that something is going on. Now, exactly what it is, we don't really know, but what we do know is there's a whole lot less commercial net short positioning than there was 3 weeks ago. Now, you know, there's some evidence out there that some of this has to do with FinReg, which just passed, but I don't think very much. What I think is that gold is coming down to a support level. And we actually just re-entered gold yesterday and the day before in a small way. And we're going to test that theory. I mean, we're going to see if we're right. We're in at about 1158.
You know, Gene, I have to tell you, one of the reasons I enjoy doing this radio show so much, and I've been doing it for a long, long time, 15, 20 years, is I have always believed, you know, you made a comment on, no one does it alone. You have to look what other people are doing, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that judging a lot of your actions in terms of bullion trading on what other people are doing, in this case, we're talking about the Commitment of Traders. I mean, that's absolutely, it is so obvious that that's a thing to do. I mean, I do pretty well in terms of, you know, my and my wife's stock investments, you know, and our bullion investments. But, you know, it's not, I don't do well because I'm the brightest light bulb in the string. I mean, I like to think that I am, but, you know, let's be realistic. We're all pretty bright. But, you know, I listen to what the folks on this show have to say. I mean, we have the best of the best on this program. And, you know, when there's a consensus among my guests on certain issues, financial issues, boy, I jump all over it. And that's what you're doing, right?
Yes. You know, there are lots of good, smart people out there who keep up with the latest hot news and the macroeconomics. That's not our thing. That's not what we try to do at Got Gold Report. But we certainly do read and listen to everything we can there. And that's where programs like yours are invaluable. I mean, you know, at the end of each week, for example, we gather all the data that goes into our analysis and we study it. We graph a lot of it. And we share a lot of that with our Got Gold Report readers. Excuse me. And then we try to get a feel for what the market is trying to tell us. And that forms one leg of our market analysis. And then each week, we spend a whole bunch of time just listening to the counsel of others who, you know, they bring us the macro changes, the news, if you will, and then to the stories that deal with market sentiment, with economics, with changes in the political landscape and public sentiment, that kind of thing. And that's an awful lot of what we do. And then finally, on Sundays, what I do is I try to form my own impressions based on the data, the changes in the data, and the relationships and the ratios between the indicators that I've developed for my own use, and then in the context of all that other study and the counsel and advice, try to develop impressions. That's what I call them. I call them impressions of what the market is about to do.
And you're pretty convinced right now that we're entering a major uptick. I'm thinking from reading between the lines from what you're saying, John, we're looking at potentially a major price increase right around the corner in the price of bullion. And that would fit because, you know, typically in the summers, bullion prices, resource stock prices, et cetera, typically they flounder a little bit. It has not been nearly as bad this summer, though, as it's been in the past. But I'm guessing that you're thinking that probably, you know, maybe late August, early September, we're going to see a breakout.
I'll tell you what I'm looking at specifically, and I would, and I even made the comment on my on the blog the day before yesterday. We're long, but we're not arrogantly long right this moment.
What does that mean?
In other words, we're not going all in long. We're not 100% convinced that we're going. What we've done is we've come down to a potential support level for gold right this second. And if we break through that support level, for example, if gold were to trade down below 1144 and stay there for an hour or more, we're gone.
Okay.
We'll fall back and regroup. But we think, and we've put our money where our mouth is,
sure,
we think that gold is going to find support right here in the high 1150s, and that's what we've been saying since we were stopped out last May, and we've actually been out of the gold market since May.
Well, so far, you know, we haven't reached that 1150 level. I mean, it's right now what I'm seeing, you know, I mean, what the numbers are showing, not what I'm seeing, what the numbers are showing is that we're hanging out there above 1160. Roger Wiegand, a good friend of mine who writes a newsletter called Trader Tracks, feels that 1150 is the support level. You know, we were having Kevin Coffey yesterday, and I said, Roger, I don't think we're going to see it that low. I think that, you know, the current action is showing that we're probably going to maintain the price levels that we're at, and then when a black swan occurs, and I think it will, I think there are too many potentials out there, then I think you're going to see gold just absolutely skyrocket.
Well, I think that the long-term, everything that we look at, every piece of data that we study, reinforces the idea that currencies are losing confidence and that gold and metals are gaining in confidence. And so we're in a bull market, and the last thing we want to do in a bull market is to be short. And
right.
We can stay out for a while, and we can try to pick our spots for getting back in.
Right.
But for now, we think we're still in a very long-term bull market. And we want to participate in that. In addition to trading futures and the ETFs, you know, I also hold physical metal.
Yep.
for the long haul. So what we're talking about is the short-term trading portion of our portfolio, not the whole kit and caboodle.
There you have it. Okay, Gene Ahrensberg, check out his website. Simply click on the banner on our website on this link, and you'll go right to Got Gold Report. I'll be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
G-C-N.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the first hour of the Corlin Economics Report. Glad to have you with us. We're going to take a little break from the action here, and I'm going to chat with one of our good friends, Ralyn Bailey. Ralyn is in charge of more than investor relations. I would say corporate development for a really great company called Nova Gold. Nova Gold is a company that I've said many times. I've been familiar with it almost since day one. The co-founders, Rick Neuenheise and Greg Johnson, you know, we started working with them literally almost when the company went public. They've had a great ride since then. The company is now, you know, probably considered to be the most significant development stage mining company really almost in the world. They've got properties in both British Columbia and in Alaska. They're listed both on the Toronto Stock Exchange and also down in the United States on the American Stock Exchange. It's just, you know, if you want a solid company that is in the development stage that I think, I'm convinced, really has a lot of upside potential, this one is it. First of all, Rylan, let's just start out with a little bit of synopsis for those people. I can't imagine any of our listeners aren't familiar with the company, but let's assume there's one or two new listeners in Kansas someplace that haven't heard of it.
Well, the key thing with Nova Gold is, I think, the quality of our assets. And I get asked that sometimes, you know, why would I buy Nova Gold versus one of the other development stage companies? And I think it's because we have multiple properties, and really three of those assets are true world-class assets.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you think on a global basis on gold deposits, about 1% of global gold deposits have more than 20 million ounces of gold. Probably 3% are in the 10 to 20 million range. And about 75% of global gold deposits have less than a million ounces of resource. And two of our projects have more than 10 million. So Donlin Creek has 42 million ounces of gold in all categories, 34 million of which is reserves. So, I mean, it really is a giant on a global gold deposit basis, and we own 50% of that. And that's also a little bit unusual in that generally the juniors tend to hold a small interest, and it's the seniors that are controlling those properties and advancing them. And we're working equally with our partner there, Barrick Gold, to advance that property. So when we sit down with people that are new to the story and say, here's the assets, we've got 17 million ounces of gold reserves, our share, close to 13 million ounces of gold in other categories, their eyes sort of tend to widen. And then I say, and then we also have close to 9 billion pounds of copper and 140 million ounces of silver, so we've got good exposure to those other metals as well. And then people start to understand, I think, where NovaGold fits in with its peer base.
Tell me future plans. Just over the next, I'm going to take a short horizon, 12 months. Donlin Creek, what's going to be going on there?
The biggest news in the next 12 months is going to be that we'll have a pre-feasibility on the table for Galore Creek. So that's going to put reserves back on the table at that project, so copper, silver, and gold reserves. It'll give us the capital cost estimates of what it's going to cost to build that project. It's going to give us a construction timeline. When are we going to be in construction? When are we going to be in production? And what are we going to be producing on an annual basis? And from that, of course, you get the cash flow numbers. And as a copper gold project, I mean, those tend to have higher cash flow than pure gold projects in many cases, because the copper pays for the cost to mine the gold. So certainly significant potential from our Galore Creek property. We're partnered 50-50 there with Teck Resources, a very well-respected, diversified Canadian mining company. So we're working together to advance that project to pre-feasibility. And then if everything turns out according to plan and it's economic, we'll advance that project through feasibility and permitting, and then hopefully be in a position to be looking at a construction decision at the end of that process. So that's the big news from Galore Creek. And then at Donlin Creek, we've been moving through some studies looking at bringing natural gas to the project. So the original feasibility study that we did in 2009 was based on a diesel-based case with about 7.5% of the power coming from a wind cogeneration facility. So it's certainly economic based on that diesel-based case, but due to some changes in regulations in Alaska and also some changes in the natural gas markets, we recognize the opportunity to potentially bring natural gas to that project by building a pipeline from the Cook Inlet up to the project and then using natural gas to generate power at site. So a number of benefits from that. Certainly, if you can reduce your reliance on diesel, that's great both from an environmental perspective, but also from the economics, not being exposed to those fluctuating diesel prices. Lots of support from the communities for a natural gas pipeline, but also significant opportunity to reduce the power costs, because natural gas is about half the price of diesel. So if we can cut those power costs, which makes up about 25% of total operating costs, obviously that's going to be a very positive impact on the project. So we've just finished up those studies, and now we're moving through a feasibility revision that will include that natural gas pipeline. So we expect that by the first half of next year, we'll have that feasibility revision, which is going to update the capital costs again, update those operating costs using natural gas for power. And then if everything goes according to plan there, we'll be permitting that project with that natural gas option. And we expect to be filing permit applications by the end of next year. And once those permit applications are filed, it's really just a matter of stepping through that permitting process, which in Alaska is very transparent. You know exactly what you need to do to get through that process and then move the project ahead toward production.
I want to mention two things that came out actually earlier this month. On July 8th, the press release came out where you guys announced a couple of new board members, two very, very high-profile individuals, Dr. Mark Faber for one, and then Mr. Igor Leventhal for the second one. I don't know Mr. Leventhal, but I do know Dr. Farber, very, very interesting guy, PhD in economics, graduated cum laude, magna cum laude from the University of Zurich, 35 years in the industry. He is really, really an interesting guy. To get someone like Dr. Faber on the board is in my opinion, a real coup. And, you know, and that shows you guys out there what this company really is all about. You know, the stock has eased off a little bit recently. It's trading at the $6 level right now, down from a high of 9. But, you know, in the summer months, that doesn't really, in my opinion, mean an awful lot. I think that what it, in my mind, what it represents, and don't take this as investment advice because I'm not a registered investment advisor, but, you know, all I can tell you is, you know, is what we do. And I like the company personally, and being a sponsor on the site, if you guys want to get more information about it, simply click on their banner. Renee Relin, what exactly are you looking for the company, the point that where the company will be, let's say, 12 months from right now?
Well, 12 months, it'll be a quite different scenario because, like I said, we'll have that pre-feasibility galore, so we'll have additional reserves. Having that pre-feasibility on the table means that the analysts and other investors are going to be able to model the company more accurately because we really don't get very much value, if any value, for Galore Creek right now because people just don't have the numbers to build into their models to say what is that asset worth to the company. So they'll be able to build their models more effectively and really, I mean, it's a completely different phase of a project's development once you start moving toward permitting. And if you look at some of the development stage companies out there, I mean, we are long dated for production, right? We're probably talking 6 to 7 years until we have significant production coming out of these properties, a bit longer for Donlin. And people say, wow, that's a long time to wait. But there's so many steps along the way. So every time we achieve a milestone of the properties, be that completing a feasibility, maybe more exploration success, applying for permits, getting permits, moving through toward construction, all those development milestones should be revaluation triggers for the stock. And likewise, every time you take some of the risk off the table, so by bringing those partners in, by having the operating partners at the properties, which we already have in place with Barrick and with Teck Resources, getting the permits, starting construction, all those risk reduction activities are also potential revaluation triggers. So if you look at some of our peers that have moved through that development process, have got their permits and have now started construction, they're already trading at premiums of a mid-tier producer because the market has assumed that they're going to be able to move smoothly through that construction process and achieve production. So, yes, it's 6 to 7 years until we're going to be in production, but the stock price may reflect that progress much sooner than that.
Well, you know, I think you're absolutely right on that one. You know, I look at some of the other companies that are in the you know, in the same stage of development that you're in, and you know, rather than giving any names, but I mean, I'm seeing some really high evaluations on some companies that just really aren't anywhere close in terms of development to where you guys are. You know, and I'm not being disrespectful when I say this, but you know, you take a company like Seabridge, for example, run by my good friend Rudy Franck. They're not nearly as advanced as NovaGold, and Seabridge, if I'm not mistaken, is trading up around $30. So my guess is with the milestones that you folks are going to be announcing, you know, in the very, very near future, I think that this company really, really represents an interesting opportunity. You guys, click on the banner, get some information, let me know what you think. Relin, always a pleasure. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Farm Economics Report. Here to wrap up the first hour with my friend John Kaiser. John has a newsletter called the Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report. John recently put out, I think, a really, really important missive. It was in the education segment, I should say, on his website. He's talking about rare earth. It's called the Kaiser Bottom Fishing Rare Earth Resource Center. There's some very, very interesting things on there. He talks specifically about companies. He talks about a rare earth index. He talks about production around the world, etc. John, question number one is, why did you get started doing this? Obviously, you're very optimistic, as I am, about this particular sector of the resource industry, right?
Yes. Several years ago, I started following Avalon Rare Metals and its project up in the Northwest Territories in Echelacho, and I became very curious about the rare earths. And as I did more research, I realized that these are the up-and-coming metals of the future. They are finding new technologies or applications for them. There are new applications being pushed, the whole clean energy movement. And then I realized China produces 97% of the world supply. And it became obvious to me this is a long-term problem. And so I immersed myself in a sector where very complex, makes diamonds look like a cakewalk. So I've carved out a little niche for myself specializing in this sector.
I think you're doing exactly the right thing. You know, I want to elaborate just a little bit on your comment about China producing 97% of these elements. You know, listeners have to be aware of the fact that rare earths are incredibly vital to the world's economy, you know, and if you look at a chart, John, that you have in here entitled Annual Rare Earth Oxide Production, I mean, it really is interesting. Far and away, the largest portion of this chart is represented by China. Nothing currently represented by the United States. It is really, really interesting. The only other country that comes into play since 2004 is India and Kyrgyzstan. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, and those are from mineral sands deposits, which used to supply a big chunk of the world supply, but they all contain thorium. And in the early 60s, when they decided that nuclear energy would go completely with uranium rather than thorium, there was no aftermarket for thorium, and nobody wanted to process rare earth mineral sands because there was nothing they could do with the thorium byproduct that they had to strip out, and it was radioactive. So that's why only a sliver of supply still comes from these monazite sands.
Let's talk a little bit about not only production, but let's also talk about consumption. You know, when you look at your chart from 1950 to where you're projecting out to 2014, the consumption is absolutely skyrocketing. You know, you started back in, 1950, but the amount of consumption that you're predicting for 2014 is, wow, I mean, we're talking almost 10 times greater than what people were using in the past, right?
Yes, and in fact, in the last 10 years, we've gone from, 10, 20,000 tons a year demand to 120,000, 130,000 tons, and outfits such as Dudley King's North's IMCOA are predicting that by 2014, 2015, demand will have reached 200,000 tons. Last year was a slow spot. It dropped down to about 90,000 tons, but that was as a consequence of the recession caused by the meltdown. But the interesting thing that's happened in the last few weeks is the prices of rare earths for the export markets have skyrocketed after China decided that the quota for the second half of 2010 would be only about 8,000 tons, the export quota, compared to 22,000 tons of last year. And so now, all of a sudden, there is no lanthanum, no cerium available. And, of course, the lanthanum is quite interesting to the United States because that is the primary rare earth that they import. And what they use it for is they make a fluid cracking catalyst, which for their oil refineries bestows a 7% efficiency. So lanthanum has skyrocketed in the last few weeks, because suddenly W.R. Grace and so on, unless they have stockpiles, will have a very tough time getting hold of lanthanum, and the efficiency of their refineries will decrease by 7% as a consequence.
There was an IPO, initial public offering, that came out that was announced earlier that I believe closed yesterday for a major rare earth project in the United States.
Yes, Molycorp actually started trading today. They originally hoped to do the IPO between $15 and $17, but the softness of the market in general forced them to do it at $14 a share, raising just under $400 million. That will go towards the $550 million required to put Mountain Pass in Southern California back into production. And they hope to be, by 2012, they hope to be back on stream supplying at least the rare earth needs of the United States amongst the so-called light rare earths, which includes the lanthanum, which the oil refining industry desperately needs. The stock today had a not-so-great opening. It's traded as low as $12, and it's now climbing back. Obviously, there's been some negative articles in the press knocking this company because it's not yet in production, has no revenues. That's a reflection of the lack of understanding how resource projects work. But I think this stock will be climbing in the next little while. They've got most of the money in place needed to put Mountain Pass back into production. And Mountain Pass used to be the dominant rare earth supplier in the world until the Chinese got their Bayanobo monster on stream during the 60s. And then later on, when the China clay deposits in the 80s also came on stream. And those clay deposits right now are being consolidated and cleaned up by China, which is causing the prices of the heavy rare earth to rocket also.
When investors talk about mining in California, they become very cautious because California, from a regulatory standpoint, it isn't exactly the most friendly state out there. There are a lot of precious metal situations that I think have a lot of potential in California that'll never get off the ground. And maybe people are looking at Mountain Pass and they're saying, we don't think they're going to get the support from the governments that they need.
In terms of new mine development, California is about the hardest sell in the world. This, however, is an existing mine which went into production during the 50s. It was shut down in 2002 because there was a a spill of wastewater that was radioactive, and it came at a time when Molycorp was being killed by Chinese pricing, so they just shut it down and didn't bother fighting to get the permit back in place. They have several permits still left. They think they are going to get them. They have completely changed the way they are processing the wastewater and so on, and the tailings. And it's an existing mine site that represents a long-term reclamation liability. So it's an easy one to permit in terms of putting back into production with new procedures which do not carry the risk of spills and damage to the environment that the older operation started, and that was started in the 50s when the EPA wasn't even a concept, may have caused.
Given the strategic importance of these assets, and I can't emphasize how important they are. I mean, for God's sakes, do we want to be dependent on China for an element, or India for an element that is as critical to our economy as this? It'd be a huge mistake if this thing was not allowed to go into production in a safe manner. It would make absolutely no sense, John.
Yes, and in April, the Government Accountability Office published a report after it had studied the vulnerability of the Department of Defense to security of supply for rare earths. And they concluded that, yes, a lot of our military defense systems rely on these rare earths from the lights to the heavies, and are dependent on China making this available. So when China curtails the export quotas, all of a sudden people are saying, whoa, what if we actually get into a fight with China, such as Hillary Clinton recently helped encourage when she decided to wade into the Spratly Island dispute in the
right.
South Sea, where you have about six countries all claiming to have jurisdiction over the same islands that
right.
are sitting on some significant oil and gas reserves.
Right.
China is not pleased with this, and there's also the future annexation of Taiwan. If this is ever done in a non-friendly manner and the United States protests, where is the supply of rare earths going to come from to allow the American military defense system, which hinges on the satellites, to keep this all going?
It's not going to, you know what?
It's a wild card, Al.
It's
solar flares.
Yeah,
starting to
yeah.
see more people talking about this risk. If we have one of these and it takes out the satellite system, it will take 5 years to put them back up there. America has the technology to do this faster and better than everybody, but if they don't have stockpiles of the critical input, you think when they call up Beijing and say, could you FedEx us a parcel of these heavy rare earths that we need pronto? What do you think is going to happen? I suspect the Pony Express will be put back in action to carry that parcel to the United States.
Your point's well taken. Stick around. We'll be back in the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.